All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Washington Redskins have their man as Ron Rivera is set to become their new head coach. Now, in nearly 9 seasons as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Rivera's record was 76-63-1, which included 3 straight NFC South titles, 4 playoff appearances overall, and 1 trip to the Super Bowl. Now, Rivera was fired earlier this year after the slow start by the Panthers, but how will things pan out for him in Washington? Rivera will look to do what so many head coaches in Washington before him have failed to do, which is to make the Redskins into contenders. I mean, if you look at this team's track record, you have to go back to the first run of Joe Gibbs as their head coach to find the last time that Washington made the postseason in consecutive years. This team has not won consecutive NFC East titles going back to the early to mid-1980s. This is what we're dealing with right here if you're Ron Rivera, and this is what you're stepping into. Now, the positives that Rivera will have upon coming to Washington, he has a young quarterback to work with in Dwayne Haskins. And we saw how Rivera was able to work with a young quarterback in Carolina once upon a time in Cam Newton. Washington will enter the upcoming NFL draft in possession of the second overall pick. High possibility that they take Chase Young, the pass rusher out of Ohio State University. So you have that to work with. You also have a veteran voice in that locker room who knows how to help get your message across, and that's cornerback Josh Norman, as he once upon a time did start his career in Carolina. At the same time, you know, Ron Rivera is coming in fresh, and he's going to try to, you know, get his message across to a new room of players. And generally, when a new head coach is there, especially an established guy, especially a guy who has played in the NFL before, players will sit up and listen to what he has to say. The downside of everything is still that Dan Snyder is the owner of the Washington Redskins, and things have not gone well on the watch of Dan Snyder since he took over this team in 1999. Only 5 playoff appearances in 21 years under Dan Snyder. You look at it, 3 division titles. Washington has only won 2 playoff games in that time, and they just become a refuge for futility. We've seen Dan Snyder micromanage. It's caused this Washington franchise so many issues over the years, and now this is the uphill battle that Ron Rivera is going to fight. One other positive for him is he'll no longer have to worry about Bruce Allen, who has been relieved of his duties as Washington team president. But the bottom line is Ron Rivera's got to go. He's going to go out there and he's going to try to change the culture. He's going to try to establish things his way. And I think if nothing else, Washington will be a more competitive team defensively, as we've seen them get carved up like Swiss cheese throughout the season. I mean, the last couple of weeks alone to finish the regular season, they gave up 41 points to a beleaguered New York Giants team, and then they were taken behind the woodshed as they allowed the Dallas Cowboys to score 47 points versus them in the regular season finale. That is definitely something that Ron Rivera is going to try to go out there and change, but he has to get his guys, whether it's veterans that played for him prior in Carolina or working through the draft and other outlets in free agency. But it's not going to be an overnight thing. This is going to be a work in progress. I'm not going to be overly optimistic about it just due to the fact that Dan Snyder is still the owner of the Washington Redskins. We'll have to wait and see. It's a good hire on paper for Washington, but we've seen that before with head coaching hires under Dan Snyder, and we know what we've got for our money. So we just have to take a wait and see approach with this, but this at least for the coming days will bring some excitement to the franchise on the Potomac. So folks, this is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day. Day.